Antigua and Barbuda Real Estate Headlines. Henley Global outlines premium real estate investment opportunities in Antigua and Barbuda. Henley Global has published a comprehensive guide covering everything investors need to know about premium real estate options in Antigua and Barbuda. Real estate professionals in AG can leverage this resource to better advise international clients exploring property investment linked to citizenship programs. Review the full investment guide at https://www.henleyglobal.com/citizenship-investment/antigua-barbuda/real-estate to stay informed on premium offerings. Antigua and Barbuda Real Estate Headlines. Development permit now mandatory for all AG land development projects. A valid development permit issued under the law is now required before starting any land development in Antigua and Barbuda, including building houses, subdividing land, or commercial development, regardless of other approvals held. Real estate professionals must verify permit status before transacting or advising on any development project to avoid legal complications and protect client interests. Review all active listings and pending developments to confirm valid permits are in place. See full notice at source URL. Antigua and Barbuda Real Estate Headlines. Land Registry Department, central repository for all AG land records. The Land Registry Department serves as the official repository that receives and processes all documents and applications pertaining to land in Antigua and Barbuda. Real estate professionals in AG rely on this department for accurate title verification, due diligence, and transaction certainty on every property deal. Bookmark the Land Registry resource page at he/datelidirectory.com/atbizcorir/land-registry/ for quick access to filing procedures. Background and context. Variance, special use permit, or full rezone, knowing which to ask for. A variance asks the board to bend the rule for your specific lot due to hardship. It is the narrowest and fastest path. A special use permit, sometimes called conditional use, accepts the underlying zoning but adds conditions for a specific use. A full rezone changes the district itself and requires the broadest political process. Filing the wrong instrument is the most common cause of months-long delays. The right instrument can shorten an entitlement's timeline by 60 to 90 days versus the wrong one. Before filing, ask the planner which instrument they would prefer to see. They almost always tell you. Background and context, how redemption rights vary by state, and why buyers should care. Some AG jurisdictions give the foreclosed owner a statutory right to redeem the property within a window after the sale, often 6 to 12 months. Buyers at foreclosure auctions in those jurisdictions take title subject to redemption, meaning the prior owner can reclaim the property by paying the auction price plus interest. Title insurance does not cover this exposure. A redeemed property is returned to the prior owner, not refunded, with the original purchase price plus appreciation. Auction buyers in redemption rights states need to hold capital reserves for the entire window. Before bidding at a foreclosure auction, check your state's redemption period. Background and context. When and how to appeal a property tax assessment. Most AG jurisdictions allow appeals in a narrow annual window after assessments mail. The strongest appeals lead with three comparable sales from within 6 months and a half-mile radius, and explicitly address why the subject differs from the assessor's comp set, typically condition, location, or improvements that were overcounted. Successful appeals reduce the assessed value for the appeal year and often reset the baseline for future years. Even a 10% reduction compounds over a decade of ownership. Mark your assessment mailing date in your calendar and start gathering comps 60 days before.